Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Yeah, film festivals are popping up everywhere of late.
And don't you love a good film?
I do.
I watch a lot on airplanes. It seems to be my new cinema.
Well, you...
However, I love, when there is a really good film festival that comes through town or you're somewhere and they've got them.
Amazing. Brisbane's got one coming up.
Tell me more about it.
We've got Richard Moore on the phone. How are you, Richard?
That was a good segue.
Thank you.
Look, we're professionals.
Now, you're the festival director at the Brisbane International Film Festival. Tell me, it's about to start and it runs to the 25th of November. What can we expect?
Sex, drugs and pasta.
Interesting.
Yeah. The pasta is a reference to one little tribute to spaghetti westerns. Westerns that were made in Italy and Spain when they saw that there was a market for them with great actors like, of course, Clint Eastwood and Franco Nero, Charles Bronson, Burt Reynolds, as you know, like the...
Good old Burt.
Giving the Indian perspective, so the Indians actually get a view. And the sex is a sort of section on, which we call forbidden pleasures, on all sorts of aberrant forms of sexual human behaviour. And hey, besides sex sells, and particularly in film festivals. And what was the other one? Sex? Drugs. Oh, drugs. Yeah, drugs as well.
Are you making this up, Richard?
How did you forget that?
We like to have fun up in Brisbane. You know, like all your film festivals down south. I used to run the Melbourne one. I know what it's like, Melbourne, and Sydney. You're all a bit conservative. Up here in Brizzy, we're allowed to be a bit more imaginative, a bit more colourful, a bit more zany, a bit more experimental. And we like to have fun, and we know that movies are about entertainment.
So when you're organising an event like this, how do you get the content to be able to play it? Like, how do you source all that stuff, and where do you get it from?
I have a tragic job of travelling the world to go to film festivals for about 3 or 4 months a year.
Wow.
I reckon I watched, as well as the movies on planes, I like watching movies on planes too. I must have watched about 700 films last year.
Oh, wow.
Which is insane, and my eyes are bleeding at the moment. But
I imagine, though, it would be more prolific than, say, what Hollywood produces. Like, in terms of the content available, it must be just endless.
It is huge, and I just can't tell you how tragic it is. Sometimes you see all these great, really good films have been made wherever, from Lithuania to, the North Pole, and so many of those films, they just don't ever get seen because, distribution, what we get shown, I forget how many it is that get shown in Australia every year, but about 5 releases every week of the year in Australia, so 250 to 300 new films in Australia every year, but
that's
there's
phenomenal.
Thousands out there, thousands.
Yeah. So how many films are going to be in the International Film Festival?
100, including the short films, about 166.
That's a lot. So how does it work? Do people buy films individually, or can they buy a group ticket that gets them a whole lot? How does it actually work?
Yeah, you can buy, go to our website, which is, it's great this year. We've already designed a new calendar and it looks beautiful and all that stuff. www.biff.com.au. And you can buy passes like Take 6, Take 12, Take 25, Take 50. We give you free sessions if you buy a pass, so you can go, during the week. We'll give you a free day session to encourage people to go during the day. All sorts of, all sorts of discounts, concessions.
Brisbane's going off.
It is, really.
Brisbane is happening.
I know.
Now, why should people get behind these types of festivals? Is it a certain type that goes along? Because I imagine some of the mainstream people hear about it, but they never risk to go. Why should they go?
Not just a film festival for people who wear black shirts or black skivvies like they do in Melbourne.
I'm out.
Michael turned up in one today.
we'll let you in as well. And we have the commercial fair as well, because we know that a lot of people, and we've got some big titles, in the festival this year, like big commercial titles.
Okay.
And we're opening with the Sweeney tomorrow night. And we're closing with the new version of Anna Karenina by Joe Wright, which is going to be huge with Keira Knightley and stuff. And you need those titles, and people want to come and see those films because they want it. It's a sort of a dinner party factor, I think. They want to see the films first.
Richard, thanks for joining us today on the program.
Pleasure.
Talking about the Brisbane International Film Festival.
Thanks, guys.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.